Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and thank you so much for joining me today. I have a powerful, powerful part two word for you. Today we are talking about negative self-talk and negative self-image. How many of you struggle with negative self-talk and negative self-image? Well, I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. You know, we are to rid ourselves of negative self-talk and negative self-image. You know, we're bringing all of those negative thoughts into captivity today. We are not giving the enemy any ground to mess up our minds, right? You know, and so we're going to go in and we're just going to go in deep. Like I said, this is part two. Last week we did part one. So for some of you who listened in, tuned in last week, you're going to be hearing some of the same information, but that's okay because repetition is good, right? Say that with me right now. Say repetition is good. And so we are going to rid ourselves of the negative self-talk and the negative self-image. And, you know how I like to start the show? To start the show off with praise and worship. Because I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you've been through all weekend. I know it's a holiday weekend, and so there's a lot of hustle and bustle going on, you know, a lot of family time. And, you know, but sometimes we just have to take some time to get into the presence of God. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people. And so what I want to do right now is just kick the show off with some time in the presence of God. So we're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to breathe in all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, which we know are yes and amen. And we're going to breathe out any negative thoughts, anything that does not line up with the will of God and the word of God, which basically is the same thing, right? Because we know that the word of God is the will of God for our lives. And so, but that's what we're going to focus on right now. Just focus on all things God, right? All things Christ, right? We're going to let go of all those negative self-images that the enemy is playing over and over again in our heads. And so right now, I want you to breathe in deeply, breathe in, take a deep breath. breathe out. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Let's try it again. Breathe in. Deeply breathe in. And breathe out. Oh, feels good. Deep breaths are good, but we're breathing in all the blessings of God and breathing out anything that doesn't look like Him, right? So here we go into praise and worship. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, Your people, are going to be obedient. As You decree, let everything that have breath give You the praise and give You the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in Your presence. This is the every
hands to heaven and open your mouth and hear. Tell them together. And I.
that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
The air I breathe.
Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
All right, good morning. Welcome, family. Welcome back. If you just tuned in, welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and that was our little praise break because, you know, we have to set some time aside to just get into the presence of God, right? Because we know that God inhabits the praises of his people. We know that our praise, when you start praising God and worshiping God, that confuses the enemy. Your praise confuses the enemy. So no matter what things are looking like right now in your life, know that when you begin to praise God and lift him up and honor him, the enemy gets confused because he doesn't understand why you're praising God in the midst of the mess. And so we don't mind confusing the enemy, right? And that's what, you know, I love praise and I love worship, amen. And so, but today, family, we're talking about letting go of negative self-image and negative self-talk. This is part two. So I'm excited that you join me today. If you want to call in and chime in, you can give me a call at our guest call-in number, and that's 347, area code 237-5083. That's 347-237-5083. I would love to hear from you. So I'll be here for a bit. So call in, ask questions, give your feedback. All is welcome. Okay? So, yeah, so we are letting go of the negative self-image and the negative feedback. Well, family, first, to eliminate the negative images that the negative image that we have concerning ourselves, and that negative self-talk, you know, first it's important to know who you are and whose you are, to know who you belong to. You are a child of the Most High God. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, I am a child of the Most High, right? And so you look just like your daddy. You look just like him, and God is amazing. He's powerful. He's creative, right? And he has the ability to speak things into being. And so we look just like him. And so when you look in the mirror, the next time you look in the mirror, because I don't know what you were thinking or saying to yourself this morning when you woke up and you looked in the mirror, but from this day forward, when you look in the mirror, just begin to compliment yourself. Don't be down on yourself saying that you're not good enough or, ooh, you know, focusing on all of your imperfections, because, you know, you're beautiful in God's sight. And so You know, you have to allow that beauty to resonate on the inside, and then eventually everything starts flowing on the outside, right? And so, you know, Genesis 1:27, it tells us that God created us in his own image. Male and female, he created them. And we often mistakenly equate this with just physical appearance. But God transcends all that is physical and spiritual, right? And so, you know, family, God honored us by fearfully and wonderfully making us. You know, he made the word flesh. John 1:14 tells us that, clothing the Son of God with a body like ours, then clothing our fleshly body with a glory like his. Whew. But it is the soul of a mankind, you know, that means you, that means me, that especially bears God's image, our mind, our will, and our emotions. We look like our daddy. We look just like him. But you have to know that, and you have to recognize that. Now, I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to dive in, okay? So I don't want you to go anywhere. Stay tuned in. Here's our commercial break, and we're going to continue to talk about self-image and self-talk, letting go of the negative.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
Okay, yes, that was our commercial break, and that is Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla, and we would appreciate your support, right? Because we like to support women in crisis, you know, women that are in domestic violence shelters, women that are struggling with breast cancer. And, you know, I'm an advocate of women. I am your cheerleader. And so, yes, as you shop, doing what we do anyway, ladies, shop, or gentlemen who's ever listening, you know, we can change our shopping experience into something positive. So check us out. Okay? All right. So now we're going to dive back in. No more interruptions. Amen. We're just going to get through this thing today. And so, you know, today I want to talk to you about negative self-image, negative self-talk. Negative self-talk often causes us to feel bad about ourselves and, you know, others as well, the people around us, and make us feel hurt, anger, and frustrated, and sometimes depressed and even anxious. And so, family, we have to see ourselves the way God sees us. We have to see ourselves through the lenses of God, you know, and not people, not the people around us, and not negative things that have happened to us. You know, Psalm 139 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And, you know, it is time to really change the way you see yourself. If that's something that you struggle with, negative self-image and a negative self-talk, you know, you need to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. you know. And so it's time to cast down those negative thoughts and replacing each and every one of those thoughts with the word of God. Replace those thoughts with God's promises for your life, which are yes and amen. You know, you want to replace those negative thoughts and those negative self, that negative self-image about yourself with, you know, positive affirmations every day. You know, you scripture, you know, anything that's going to uplift you in music, you know, these are things that keep me upbeat. People often say to me, how are you always so excited about life and so upbeat and so positive? It's because I feed myself with that positive music, you know, reading scripture every day, you know, positive affirmations. And so garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you put in, it's going to come out. And so it's important that you hold on to God's promises. Family, you know, God's promises are worth holding on to, and God promises to give us a hope and future. And so we have to cast down those negative thoughts when they come in, letting go of fear, letting go of anxiety, all the things that hold us back in life and give us bad image of ourselves, you know. And the thing is, you know, we can't always control the things that come in to our minds, but we can control how long we allow them to stay and how long we allow them to replay in our minds. And so we want to think on these things, those things in Galatians 5:22-23. We want to think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, whatever is virtue, whatever is praiseworthy. We want to think on those things. Any other thought that comes against you comes to destroy you. You know, those other thoughts are poison. They are toxic. And so, family, there is a God-given assignment for you on this earth. You hear me say that all the time. And so finding that purpose is so important. But you have to first find yourself. You have to first get your mindset right, you know, and that the way you see yourself, we got to put that in order. You know, the enemy wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your mind. He wants to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy you before you can fulfill your purpose on this earth. And he likes to keep us distracted with negative thinking. And so, you know, we have to put those negative thoughts in check when they come in. As soon as they come in, we gotta replace them with positive thoughts. And, you know, change the way you see yourself and your current circumstances. You know, what someone else has said to you about you, you know, negative things that people have spoken over you, you know, negative things that have happened to you. You are allowing those things to replay over and over again in your mind. Those negative images that keep running through your mind telling you that you are not good enough, you have to destroy those arguments. Get rid of that negative self-talk. Because God sees you as his beautiful child. He sees you as the person that he created you to be. God sees you as a winner and an overcomer, one who is fearfully and wonderfully made by him. That is how God sees you. And so we know we live in a world where there is an epidemic of low self-esteem. Any negative life event or reaction can cause us to doubt ourselves, and we know that there's so much going on around us all the time. There's so much that we see. There's so much that we hear that's negative. So that's why you have to feed yourself, feed your mind with positive things. And Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. If you are constantly speaking negative words and bad and always speaking about all the negative stuff going on the news and, you know, oh, girl, did you hear what happened today? And did you watch that? Sometimes you just have to shut the news off. Now, I know we have to be updated on what's going on, but sometimes, you know, we have to shut that thing down, give our mind a break. You know, our thinking and believing, you know, all the lies about yourself and the enemy is allowing all this stuff to happen so that we can just stay distracted and stay fearful, you know. And you know, those things that you say to yourself about, you know, you're not good enough, or you'll never change, or your situation will never change, or this world will it's just getting worse and worse and worse. You know, we say things, you know, I can't do anything better. I can't live any better. I'm not good enough. You know, we're going to get rid of that negativity today. You know, we know misery loves company, and so usually what we do is we hang around other people that are negative, right? And they just kind of feed into whatever you're saying, or you feed into whatever they're saying. So, you know, it becomes a whole big negative fest. You know, and all you're doing is repeating all the lies of the enemy. You're repeating the lies of the devil. And that's not going to help you. That's only going to make matters worse. And so when you do this, you are cooperating with the devil, who wants to steal, who wants to kill, and who wants to destroy you. Why are you coming in agreement with the enemy and as opposed to coming in agreement with God, who is your creator? Right? And the good news, because, you know, this good news is always good news. The good news is that God's word can deliver you from negative self-talk. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, you know, you are given the battle plan for victory in this area, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So not only do you have God's word to defeat the enemy, but in designing your brain's operation, let me tell you how good God is. When he designed our brains, God gave us a built-in advantage. Do you know, and I said this last week, do you know that you cannot hold two thoughts in your mind at the same time? It's true. Your mind works on a cue system. And that cue system, it only lets one thought in at a time, right? Did you know that? I'm telling you, it's true. It's so true. And here's an example. I'm going to give you an example. In your mind, right now, I want you to start counting from 1 through 10. And while you are counting in your mind, start speaking Psalm 23 out loud. And so you're going to, in your mind, you're going to begin counting from 1 through 10, you know, 1, 2, 3, or you can go backwards, 10, 9, 8, and so on and so forth. But while you are counting, right, in your mind, I want you to start speaking Psalm 23 out loud. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Did you do it? Because if you did, then you know that counting in your head stopped when you started speaking. Did it start recalling Psalm 23 instead? Of course it did. God is good, family, and he's got your back. When he created us marvelously. Marvelous are his works, right? And so your thoughts must always stop to listen when you speak. So if you ever have difficulty meditating silently on God's word to overcome negative self-talk, then speaking scriptures out loud will help you gain the victory over those negative thought patterns, because that's what they are. They're negative thought patterns from the enemy. They are not of God. They are not from God. And so I heard someone give this example, and so I'm going to give it to you. Begin to think of your mind as exclusive neighborhoods, screening the thoughts that you allow to live there, right? So decide which thoughts you want in your mental neighborhood. The Bible has already given clear guidance on this in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And so I know a lot of times in the church we say that meditation is a negative, but meditation can be a positive if you use it in the right way. Meditation is good. And so to be clear, these are thoughts you are looking for. These are the thoughts that you're looking for when you meditate, when you're in that quiet time. You're looking for any thoughts that are true. We know that God's word is true. So whatever God says about you, that's the truth. Whatever thoughts are noble, whatever thoughts are just, whatever thoughts are pure, whatever thoughts are lovely, take some time and look at all the beauty all around you, the greenery, the trees, the birds, the sky. You know, whatever thoughts are of whatever thing is virtue, whatever thing is praiseworthy. You got some stuff that's praiseworthy because the fact that you're still here after everything, you're still here, that is something to pray. That is praiseworthy. So you want to think on the good things, right? Not always meditating on the negative. And while you can't help if negative self-talk passes through your mental neighborhood temporarily, because make sure it's temporary, make sure it doesn't live there, you can absolutely decide if you want it living with you. So start monitoring your thoughts to see if they match up with God's truth. For example, do you have thoughts like these? Nobody loves me. Nothing ever works for me. Nothing ever works out for me. Oh, my God, I can't take this. These kids are driving me crazy. My husband's driving me crazy. There's nothing I can do about my situation. Oh, is he really going to work things out for me? Is he ever going to help me out of this situation? Those are all negative thoughts. These thoughts do not fit the criteria you are looking for in your neighborhood, right? Clean up your neighborhood. Why? Because they are lies from the enemy. I can dispute every single one with the word of God. Can you? That's your assignment to do that. Begin to dispute those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, those negative feelings. You know, the only way that you can recognize a lie from the truth is make personal Bible study your thing for real. Like, you have to study the word. Make that a regular daily thing. And if you struggle in that area, then meditate on the word. Make that a priority in your life, right? And you're listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host, Carolyn Ritter Watson. And, you know, I so love serving you. I love serving you. I love when you email me and tell me that, you know, you're praying for me and I blessed you with the show. I love that. And if you ever need to reach me, you can reach me by email at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. That's tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. And so we are replacing the negative self-talk with God's truth about us, right? I gave you two, and here is the third one. I think I gave you two, whatever number it is. The negative self-talk with God's truth. Here are some examples. The lie is nobody loves me. The truth is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. The lie is nothing ever works for me. The truth is, and we know that in all these things, work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the call according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. And the lie is, I can't stand it. I can't take this. I can't do this anymore. The truth is, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Ephesians 6:13. The lie is, family, that there's nothing I can do about my situation. There's nothing that I can do. The truth is, men always and not lose heart. That's Luke 18:1. The lie is, is God really going to help me through this? Is God really going to help me and work this out for me? The truth is, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. That's Isaiah 41:10. And so seeing yourself as God sees you, start there. Start confessing God's word over your life each day, every day. Watch the words that you are saying about, you know, yourself. Family words have, you know, family words have power. We know that words have power. And Scripture tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So watch your tongue. And so what are you speaking about your life every day? What are you speaking right now about your current situation? What self-talk are you speaking over your family? Are you speaking life or death over your situation? The words that you speak create your destiny. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So to summarize, the only way you will be successful in defeating negative self-talk and that negative self-image is to make make time for prayer, make time for meditation, make time to read your word every day, Scripture. Make time. You have to make time to get into the presence of God. Then you will be able to renew your mind to God's way of thinking and glorify him in all your ways and experience the freedom that Christ died to give you. You are free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Who the Son sets free, I like to say, is free for real. So God has already set you free. You're already set free from the bondages of all that mess. But you have to receive that and you have to practice it every day, every day. And so I pray that you are blessed by the show. I thank you so much for joining me today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook for the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. We're a sisterhood and we empower each other. We support each other. We pray for each other. I have women come on and share their stories with you because we know that sharing our stories help someone else break through some of the things they're going through. You know, Scripture says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So join me on Facebook, and that's the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, ladies only. But that's all I have for you today. I pray that you were blessed, and I'm just going to pray us out, and then I will see you next week. And you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. But Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I thank you that we are no longer going to live in the bondage of negative self-talk and negative self-image. We thank you for creating us, Lord God, for creating us and making us fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that we are your workmanship. We are your beautiful workmanship, Lord God. We look just like you, Daddy, and we thank you on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we are casting down all of those negative thoughts and all those negative images, all those negative imaginations, Lord God, and we are replacing every negative thought with a word from you. Lord God, we know that in all these things, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so we thank you today. And Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. You have a blessed and marvelous week. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. I'll see you next week.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.